بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عشر عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صلى البردين دخل الجنة. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter in which it is discussed that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, and in fact all of them very simple and easy also, and the rewards of them are extremely great. And of course the rewards of akhirat are forever and ever, never to come to an end. So we should aspire to achieve all that. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla al-bardain, a person who reads the two cold namazas, dakhala al-jannah, that person will enter jannah. The two cold namazas are referred to either as Fajr and Asr Salah. At that time, it is cool comparatively. So it is reference to those namazas that a person who performs those two namazas. And according to some other riwayat, Fajr and Isha are referred to as the two cold namazas. And this does not mean that a person just makes the two namazas and he doesn't make the other three namazas, and he doesn't do anything else of deen. But it means that of all the matters, these two namazas, which are normally difficult, he takes particular care for those namazas. So a person who will be performing those namazas will definitely be performing the other namazas also. Other namazas are much more easier. So because normally Fajr, as we can see, the Fajr Jamaat, almost every masjid is much more smaller compared to the other four times namazas. Fajr Jamaat, because people find it difficult. So a person who will take care of Fajr, he will take care of the other namazas also. Similarly, Asr Namaz also, normally the Jamaat is smaller compared to others. Maghrib, you will find a big Jamaat. And Isha also, you will find reasonably big. But Asr also, because people are busy winding up their business, or people are traveling back from their workplaces. People are, women folk are busy cooking, and they want to get ready and finish with the day's work. So therefore, Asr is also difficult. But a person who will make ihtimam, make sure he makes his Asr, that person will make sure he makes his Maghrib also, he makes his Isha, his Zohr, all his namazas. In other words, if a person takes care of the two cold namazas, Fajr and Asr, Fajr and Isha, then the other namazas will all be taken care of. And he will make all those namazas. At the time of Fajr Salah, people are enjoying their sleep, while at the time of Asr, they are concluding their business activities for the day. Hence, to perform these two salats punctually is a sign of sincerity and displays love for worship. A person who takes care of these two namazas, he will make all the other namazas also. And the sleep, the most quality, the best sleep which a person can get is immediately after Isha. After Isha, a person should not delay going to bed. Unfortunately, the system of the world is working. In some countries like Pakistan, etc., the day starts after Isha. And the people only go to sleep at 2 or 3 o'clock. Same is in many Arab countries also. Then Fajr Tahajjud is right out of the question also. A person, and in fact the Fuqaha have written that Fajr Isha Namaz should be performed but delayed. Not just as the time comes in, as unfortunately most masjids it's happening now. Just the time comes in and we make our Isha. It should be made a bit later. That is the correct sunnat time. And the reason the Fuqaha give, that now when a person is tired, he waited for Isha, it's late, he goes and sleeps straight away. And that is the best sleep a person can get, quality sleep. Even just 2 or 3 hours of sleep at that time is sufficient for a person. Because that is quality sleep, the best sleep. But unfortunately that time, today in the world, it's given to the cell phone. All are busy with the cell phone at that time, the time when we should be getting our quality sleep. The most delicious sleep, enjoyable sleep, is at the Tahajjud Fajr time. That time the sleep is very enjoyable. But that sleep is not the quality sleep. That sleep, if a person sleeps straight after Isha, and he's tired, he worked the whole day, he made Isha a bit later, the correct time. Even if there are mosquitoes or bed bugs, he won't feel them also. Because he's very much in need of sleep, he will sleep heavily. Just some noises also won't disturb him. But when his sleep is now finished, then he starts feeling that the bed bugs are biting me, that the mosquitoes are biting me, etc. And at the time of Fajr, the time when the sleep becomes so enjoyable and delicious, but then a person doesn't make his Tahajjud, he doesn't make his Fajr. So a person should try and go in Fajr Namaz. First of all, it's necessary the masjids make their Namaz Isha a bit later, so that after Isha, people are tired and they go and sleep straight away and they get good quality sleep and they can get up for Tahajjud also easily, for Fajr also easily. So, and a person who looks after his Namazes, Fajr, then the other Namazes are easy for that person. The hadith does not mean that Jannat is guaranteed for one who performs only these two salats. Rather, it points to the fact that the one who performs these two salats will observe the remaining three salats more regularly and punctually. Namaz is a great ibadah. If a person brings his namaz under control, making his namazes with jamaat and proper concentration and making his namaz, his whole deen will be corrected. And a person whose deen is correct, his dunya will also become correct and his akhirat will also be made. So it's very important that a person works what is called our islah, that our namazes come in order, that we perform them with jamaat, and then perform them correctly with all the etiquette and adab, with the concentration and devotion. As it comes in the hadith, there are people who perform namaz for 60 years and not one namaz is accepted. That we're just making namaz, we're not concerned whether I'm doing it correctly or not, whether my ruku sajda is correct or not. And the sad part is that all of us, when we hear this, we think of somebody else. For example, the speaker himself, he thinks his namaz is all right, I'm telling other people. Those who are listening also, everyone thinks I'm all right, this is for other people. And in that way, no Islam will be made of any person. But if everyone thinks, no matter who I am, I can be the greatest alim or whoever, but it's being spoken to me, I must check my namazes, then Islam will take place. The speaker himself also, if he takes it, it's referring to me. I must correct myself. Then Islam will take place. But unfortunately, we might be thinking, my wife is very lazy. She doesn't make her namaz. She doesn't get up. This person in the family doesn't make namaz. That friend doesn't make namaz. And we don't think about ourselves. The Islam will never take place of anyone. And we'll just be all talking a lot and no Islam. And we're thinking we are all right. But, and when we go in the qabr in that case, then it will be a different story completely there. There in the qabr, we won't even get a chance to think of anyone else not making their namazes, etc. There it will be us and we will have to answer. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Some ulama of the view that the two calls namazes referred to are Fajr and Isha. The time of Isha is also a difficult time because at night people are generally tired from the day's work. And after being tired, a person has a good meal. And when his stomach is nice and full, then he becomes lazy. And then he just wants to lie down, even if he's just sitting on his couch and he starts sleeping there. And then he misses his Isha. Or he goes and says to many human folk also, I'm very tired, I'll make my Isha later. And after the whole night passes and Isha didn't get performed. And Isha becomes qaza. So therefore, or for the man, we also become lazy. And then we don't make it with jamaat. And then if we do make it also on our own, that namaz is usually just rushed through. It isn't done properly. If we come and make namaz with jamaat, then that namaz quality also is much more better than the namaz that we make on our own. When we make namaz on our own, then we compromise many things. And we take shortcuts in many things. And that namaz is not of a value and quality. So it is very important that a person looks after all these namazes. Fajr also, Isha also, Asr, Zuhar, Asr, all these namazes, Maghrib. Well, namaz is the Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should say right to his governors, who are not the people whom he were lacking deen. Of course, that time all were righteous and pious. But the people who are affairs of the, in charge of the worldly affairs, of running of the country, he should tell them of all the work you are doing, you are running the country, you are seeing to the finances, you are seeing to the production of goods, etc., everything. But in ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. But of all these things, the most important matter is namaz. If your namaz comes right, everything else, no matter who we are, how busy we are, but the most important matter is namaz. But sadly, even good people who are namazis also, the least we pay attention to is namaz. All our other work will make sure it gets done properly. I've got this appointment, I've got that work to do, everything I have to do. And my namaz, that we are negligent. Even if I'm working for somebody, even if it's my own shop, more important than opening my shop on time and closing it and see that the shop runs properly. Or I'm working for somebody, more important that I'm on time for my job and I do my work properly, is that we are working, firstly, we are workers of Allah. And we should make sure that our five times namaz we do properly. But we compromise our namaz by and large very greatly. So Allah give us tawfiq to look after our namazes, and fortunate are those people who work on their family members. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, and command your family people also to make sure they also make their namaz. And that can only happen, وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, that we are devoted to our namaz. Not just making it casually, but we are completely devoted to our namaz, then we will be concerned of our family also. But to go to school, the children on time, that we are very particular. But to get up for Fajr, the children, that we don't worry about. So it is important that we bring our namaz in order. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.